I'd like to introduce you to quartet singing. I'm specializing in barbershop quartet singing, but I think what I have to tell you is true about any vocal group that sings without accompaniment. I'm singing in a quartet because I'm addicted to it. There's a good reason for the addiction. I like to sing. My wife will probably even testify that you can catch me singing in the shower now and then. I like to sing so well that I'm going to be my own quartet. Obviously, a quartet has four parts. The lead sings the melody. It's the kind of thing that catches your fancy. Once you've heard it, you find yourself humming it without even thinking. You may catch yourself humming it while you're driving down the road. Perhaps you'll discover yourself humming it while you're mowing the lawn. It comes to you in the most unexpected places. Let me sing it in a way that catches your fancy. Here's the melody. Heart of my heart, I love you. Life would be naught without you. But the melody by itself is a lonely thing. So we introduce the bass line. The bass provides the foundation of a song. It's there for the rest of the quartet to depend on. It's the underpinning upon which the whole song rests. It's the anchor the whole quartet depends on, and here's the bass line. Heart of my heart, I love you. Life would be naught without you. So, we have the lead and the bass. By themselves, they're interesting, but still not complete. So we introduce the baritone line. The baritone is the part in between the melody and the foundation. It's the mellow part that serves as the glue which holds the two in harmonic tension with each other. Every so often, the baritone makes some moves. That introduces variety and excitement to the song. It helps the song keep your interest. Here's the baritone line. Heart of my heart, I love you. Life would be naught without you. But that's only three parts. We need one more to make a quartet. So I give you the tenor. The tenor is like the frosting on the cake, the trimmings. The other three could actually get along without the tenor. They are almost sufficient unto themselves. But the tune without the tenor would be like the cake without the frosting. The tenor is the easiest part. When the other three parts know their part, the tenor is transparent. And for the most part, the tenor is singing harmony above the melody and is meant to be transparent. To blend in, adding depth to the melody, here's the tenor part. Heart of my heart, I love you. Life would be naught without you. The exciting thing about a quartet singing is that four individuals can learn to sing with what seems to be one voice. So given all the diversity you find in a quartet, when a quartet sings it that way, it has created unity. It is even true musically that when four parts are sung with precision, the vibrations of the four parts create harmonics, and that results in a fifth part which no one is singing. It is a part that is generated from the harmony created by four voices. So here's what happens when all four parts are put together.
Heart of my heart, I love you. Life would be naught without you. Light of my life, my darling, I love you. I love you. I can forget you never from you'll be mine for.